Now we'll skip ahead almost three centuries to the composer Ethel Smyth, who lived from 1858 to 1944. The fourth child in a comfortably off military family, she was born in London and grew up in Sidcup. Her father was a major general in the Royal Artillery. Ethel's love of music was triggered by a governess who had trained at the Leipzig Conservatoire and who played classical pieces to her on the piano. Ethel resolved that one day she too would be a student at the Leipzig. From her father, she met with fierce opposition. It was unthinkable that a young English woman should go unaccompanied to study abroad. Amateur music making was all very well, but it was not done to take up music professionally. Now, truly, this is 240 years after Barbra Streisand, and this prejudice still existed. And people ask me why there were no famous women composers. Anyway, largely by making herself insufferable at home, Ethel wore down her father's resistance, and in 1877 he let her go to Leipzig. The adventure was a complete success. She made friends with Brahms, Grieg, Tchaikovsky, Clara Schumann, Joachim, and other front-ranking musicians. After a period at the conservatory, she arranged to take private lessons in counterpoint with Heinrich von Herzogenberg, composer and friend of Brahms. After her lessons with Herzogenberg, Smyth continued to study orchestration on her own, and the rest of her career included many orchestral, choral, and operatic works on a grand scale. Around 1913, after composing her fourth opera, she realized that she was gradually going deaf. Despite this hardship, she composed two more operas and several other major works. When World War I put an end to performances of her works, she embarked upon a second career as a writer. She wrote 10 books, mostly of an autobiographical nature, and many essays championing equal rights for women musicians. Now, let's listen to Ethel Smyth's 4 songs, composed in 1907, scored for mezzo-soprano and chamber ensemble. Melinda Paulson will sing with the Ethel Smyth Ensemble. The first song is entitled Odalette. If I had better known my love, if I had better known my life, if I had better known my thoughts, I would not have tied my life to your thoughts and to your days. I would not have combined your life with my love. Does one give to the loved one the thorny flower which makes her fingers bleed? Does one lead her to drink from the fountain which one knows is bitter? Does one give the hard flax and the greasy wool of the spinners to the beautiful hands made for weaving joy? Here you are standing in my life at the crossroads of my paths. The source is at your feet. The rose bends its dangerous stem. You plucked it, and the distaff of destinies, is it so little burdened by uncertain threads that you smile at being the only one I love and having taken this love by the hand?